This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Health and your well-being, your choices that you're making. We can help you with that here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pal, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices his brand of medicine, his cardiology at Lake Cardiology, Mount Dura, Florida. He's a fabulous technician, fabulous reader, although he admits to me that he got some blood work. Talking back and forth about, you know, I have three different things that I pursue with regard to my health. I integrate my medical choices because it makes me feel comfortable to know absolutely everything that's going on in my body. And I advise that of you. I think that you should know what's going on in your body. It doesn't do you any good unless you don't care. If you don't care, then there's not much point even in your wasting time listening to this program, because we're here to help you because we care. I care about my health. Ken cares about his. We care about our family's health. We pay attention. There are a lot of things along the road, a lot of signs, if you will. And so as I have tried to integrate some of the stuff that Ken teaches me from his point of view as being sort of a classical, traditional cardiologist. And then I have Jack Stockwell, who is not necessarily traditional, but he looks at things from the point of view of a chiropractor, and that has a different staple attached to it. And then I have this new group of people who are working. They're real analysts of things. And so I had this really extensive blood work done for the second time in my adulthood. And you were sent the stuff. And what did you say to me earlier? You don't know what some of it means? I get kind of a kick out of that. I don't have the stuff in front of me. I'll grab it.
Let me just say that there's not an insurer on planet Earth that would pay for any of this.
No, I don't care because I don't want the insurance. The whole problem with the stinking insurance business, and you know, whether you'd qualify that way, you have to deal with these people all the time, and they keep shaving and cutting and paying you less for the same really great services that you provide. And it's part of the problem with our, you know, we have an opioid epidemic, we have a prescription epidemic. I think we were talking earlier, I think it was off the air, about me being in this particular outfit that I've been going to. The lady who was my researcher said I was the only person my age that she knew that didn't have any meds. None. Zero. And that's part of the problem. There's a solution. Because people like you and whoever else that prescribes regularly have the scruples, if you will. You have the ethics. You have the morals to not abuse your power. That isn't, unfortunately, the case today, as we've seen a lot of doctors get hooked up in this last week or 10 days. A number of doctors, 6,500 of them, have been accused of writing prescriptions that were not necessarily needed because they were getting paid off by the drug companies. That's a huge indictment, Ken, of what's going on in the system. Do you agree?
I don't know the details of what you're talking about, but, just inappropriately prescribing prescription drugs is just not obviously a good idea and something that none of us should be doing.
No. Well, at any rate, we'll talk about, because I like to use myself, I'm happy to use myself as a guinea pig to make demonstrative some of the things that we're talking about. Our mainstay here is to understand what's going on in the medical journals, the books, the magazines that are important for you and your crew. So let's get to something that is this week Well, we've got a couple of FDA stories. Apparently, they've approved their first generic nasal spray against opioid overdose. How's that going to work?
Yeah, this is really good news, especially everyone's looking to save money on drugs, because the need is urgent, Doug. On average, more than 130 Americans die every day from overdoses of opioids. We're talking about the prescription painkillers such as fentanyl, oxycodone, hydrocodone, Vicodin, morphine. And the news this week is that the first generic Naloxone nasal spray to treat opioid overdose has received approval from the FDA. Teva Pharmaceuticals' life-saving product is also the first generic naloxone nasal spray approved for use by people without medical training. There is already a brand name spray called Narcan for emergency use by untrained people, such as family members and bystanders, but this will save everybody a lot of money.
Well, under the we talk about some of these things, the opioid problem. I just wanted to get some background to what I said to you a few minutes ago. The feds have charged 60 people, 53 of them are licensed health professionals, with illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics as well. This is a big-time health care fraud, according to the Justice Department. They said that enforcement actions involve dozens and dozens of doctors and pharmacists and nurse practitioners and other licensed medical professionals. 350,000 prescriptions for controlled substances, 32 million pills. So this is the Appalachian Regional Prescription Opioid Strike Force,
right,
where this all started.
31 doctors, 60 people.
Yeah. Yep. And this is just a tip of the iceberg, they say. They're working all around the country to get at this. And so the fact that the FDA, it's kind of a sad reality. They've approved a nasal spray to prevent people from dying from opioid overdoses. It's kind of pathetic, isn't it?
Well, it's because there's a thin line between effectiveness and toxicity. And
what is that line? How do you know where the line is?
Well, that's a good question. It's individualized, and you have to follow very carefully a competent, trained prescriber and not overdo it. And too often people get confused or just overdose or they're using illegal drugs and they don't even know what the dose is, and they just take too much of it and go to sleep because they stop breathing. And if you don't get the antidote, you won't wake up.
Well,
and just let me comment for a second about
please.
This news about it's very sad that they've announced this 60 people in this illegal prescription opioid crackdown. And again, you know, it's an investigation. We don't know what the facts are. I always like to wait till I hear what the facts are, because it doesn't sound good. But let's hear what actually comes out of this before we really come down. But obviously, no, this is a very small number of all the physicians, and you know, these are, if they are guilty, you know, just horrible bad apples, and you know, they obviously, you know, they should lose their licenses forever for something like this, if this is true. But you know, it's just, it would be very sad, and you have to be very careful about prescribing these drugs. This is not an area that I personally operate in. You know, I don't write for these drugs. This is not something cardiologists do. These are drugs that really pain physicians mostly are involved in, sometimes ER physicians, sometimes internists, but especially there's a whole specialty now of pain management. And these pain management clinics set up, many of them are incredibly ethical and doing incredibly good work. But some of them are these.
Well, the bad apples spoil the rest of the old song. One bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
Yes.
And in this circumstance, 70,000 people died last year. I think that was the number that you quoted at the end of the year. 70,000 people have died in this country in the past year because of opioid overdosing, opioid overprescriptions, overuse.
This should be closed down amazingly. And, you know, physicians who think they're it's really amazingly silly to think that they're going to get away with this because these things are tracked so incredibly. So,
well, that's the other thing I would like to hear from you. How do authorities track the prescriptions that you write? Does somebody look at every one of them someplace?
With a microscope, especially the controlled drugs. And
so then how is it that they so overdo it? Well, maybe they're finding the people now.
Well, they find it. Yeah. They'll catch up.
Yeah. Pretty bad. All right, more from the FDA in a moment here. 16 after the hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. The folks at Dr. Martin Ginniger's office want you to know about power swabs. Power swabs created by Dr. Ginniger to help his own patients get whiter, brighter teeth. He came up with this fabulous concoction. This is an all-natural product that is made with several different ingredients that are the top of the line, and they go to work 5 minutes later. The patented tooth detergent, all-natural whitening agent, lightens up your teeth. The stains are starting to go away in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. Coffee, tea, smoking stains, wine stains start to disappear. Keep it up every when you do it two times in a row, I guess, twice in a row, that the shade of the whiteness brightens up more. So you're supposed to do it 2 days in a row, and then you give it 5 days off. I think that's how it works. I don't need to get into the nitty-gritty. I'm just telling you, this works very well. A dentist started it. Now you can get it. It's not available online. It's only available by calling the company itself. 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, and they will give you 50% off. You'll earn it, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Yeah, you earn the discount. 50% off the retail price. So save yourself $500-$600 from having to get the teeth at your dentist whitened professionally. Do it yourself with fabulous power swabs. Call now, 800-208-1797 to get them at half price. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797. We'll be right back.
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doctor Time continues here on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. If you ever are traveling in that area or you want to make a special trip, I'll tell you it's worthwhile. Dr. Ken's office is at 352-735-1400. A lot of people in the Orlando area go to Ken as a matter of practice, but a lot of people all over Florida, the southeast, going to see him because he is so well-reputed. Ethical is, I guess, maybe another word for it. 352-735-1400. My experience with him is always fabulous. I always learn a lot more than I thought I was going to learn. By the way, speaking of learning, the podcast for GoodDayHealthShow.com, available every week, a couple of updates on what Ken has done and talked about here for you to listen to and to scrutinize. One of the recent podcasts, we discussed who needs and doesn't need statin drugs. Dr. Ken reviews on this particular podcast sleep disorders and how CPAP machines can provide real help for those people who are having a hard time sleeping. And then we talk about a link between bacon and colorectal cancer. Matter of fact, in this particular podcast, did you know your heart rate at rest can influence the longevity of your life? We talk a lot about atrial fibrillation in this podcast, a lot of information in there. And then there's another one that is just posted at GoodDayHealthShow.com, podcast in which Dr. Ken discusses some new findings indicating that just a small leisure physical activity has a tremendous effect on your longevity. And then in that podcast, there's a study that shows smoking recreational marijuana can be linked to psychosis. And we talk about the nasal flu vaccines that are out for next flu season. Dr. Ken warns you about drinking beverages that are too hot and what it does to your esophagus. Not good. Nothing good comes out of that. And then the study that shows that eating 3 or 4 eggs a week can result in heart problems. I don't know what to believe about eggs. Many of you probably don't either. So we discussed that on the one of the most recent podcasts. They're all there, archived and described at gooddayhealthshow.com. So you don't hear all the conversations. You can look at that and review perhaps some things that you have that you want to find out more about. We were talking about the FDA approving this first generic nasal spray. They also are saying this week that ice cream is not well, and this is no surprise either, frankly, for me, an ice cream advocate and a dairy expert. The contamination in the ice cream is no surprise here, Ken. I don't see.
Well, the FDA reported this week that 21% of American ice cream facilities, Doug, evaluated by the FDA, tested positive for harmful pathogens such as Listeria. The FDA actually inspected 89 facilities in 2016 and 2017 after 16 recalls the previous 3 years. Of the 89 establishments tested, the FDA detected Listeria monocytogenes at 19 facilities and Salmonella at 1. Since the FDA testing took place, significant changes have apparently occurred industry-wide to hopefully prevent contaminations.
Well, what happens here is what happens in so many other circumstances. There are various brands, the store brands. It's all made in the same place. It all comes out of the same place. So you may find ice cream at Stop and Shop, and you may find it at Walmart, or you find it at Kroger's, or you find it at Albertsons, the store label. It's all the same crap, and it all comes out of the same place. Isn't necessarily one particular brand. The cheaper the ice cream, the more problem you're going to have with it. And you know, maybe that goes for everything, Ken. Doesn't make any difference what it is. It's just the cheaper it is, the worse it is for you. So some food for thought here on the Good Day Health Show.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
3 Oklahoma children have been shot by police after officers were going after the man who was in a truck with them. Olivia Hill is their mother.
My 4-year-old daughter was shot in the head and she has a bullet in her brain. And my 5-year-old has a skull fracture.
K KXII TV's Benjamin Diaz says police in Hugo believe William Scott was behind an armed robbery at a Pizza Hut.
Police say that Smith was inside of a pickup with four kids. Officers say as he tried to get away, he put the truck in reverse and hit one officer. A second officer nearby says he was almost hit, and in fear for his safety, he fired shots. A spokeswoman was unable to say whether officers knew kids were inside the truck when he opened fire. Three of the four kids in the pickup were injured. Hugo police say one child was shot in the head.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Sharing a lot of pages of medical information here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I practice medicine on the sly. I'm not credentialed, but I know enough to be dangerous, let's put it that way. And it comes from listening to Ken for a long time and the other folks we have as professionals on this program. So let's keep going with things that you need to know, some of the things in the news, some of the things that pertain to stuff that's going on in your life, information advocacy, if you will. So here's something that comes from the World Health Organization, and I don't mean sometimes when I say these things, it's like I'm pumping my chest. Oh, Doug, he's so smart, and you should listen to him. But this thing from the World Health Organization underscores exactly what I have been saying for years. It may not, under the circumstances, it may not come to the same conclusion about what damage it does. This is a collective, I think, Ken. Children who are watching screens, who are too young, the impact it has on their brain, but it also turns out it has impact on other things about their health and well-being.
Right. This is a statement from the World Health Organization just this week. Doug, their feeling, the World Health Organization, is that babies and toddlers should not be left to passively watch TV or other screens. Sedentary screen time, this includes computer games, should not happen before a child is two. The limit for 2 to 4 years old, they're suggesting, is an hour a day, and less is better. And all children, including adults, should avoid screens before bedtime. One little caveat is that not all of the pediatric associations have accepted these recommendations, and the World Health Organization may be out front in all this, but it's worth thinking about because the brains are just so actively developing at these very youthful ages, and it seems that the screen time interferes with the way these processes are supposed to occur.
Isn't that, wouldn't you say that that was sort of common sense in a manner of speaking?
Well, then you would have to conclude that most of the population doesn't use good common sense, because I think that most of the population, you know, you look around. I had a very smart mother in the office it's a couple days ago, a kindergarten teacher, and while she was there, kept her three children incredibly well behaved by all of them looking at screens. And the moment you pull the screen away, they're screaming.
Wow. So what does that tell you about parenting? It's not parenting. That's a babysitting. Using a machine to take care of your job and your obligation, which is to teach your children how to act in society. You teach them how to act by putting a screen in front of them? What kind of... You talk about an indictment. Good God. That's outrageous when you think about it under the circumstances. It really is. All right, let's talk about a couple of things that are sort of correlative, if you will. This is World Meningitis Week. I think a lot of people don't even understand. I didn't until I was talking to somebody about meningitis, a lady who survived that had both of her hands amputated and her legs below her knees amputated. I had no idea meningitis was as big a problem as it is. I don't even think people know what meningitis is. Do you, the average person? Don't come in contact with it, so you don't know what it is?
Well, if you ever have been exposed or know someone who has been, you'll know about it, and it's something that doctors always think about, especially if you have a headache, a stiff neck, and a fever. It can be deadly for some of the bacterial meningitis. There's a covering around the brain, becomes infected, and this needs to be diagnosed quickly and treated appropriately. There are viral types of meningitis which just come and go untreated and take care of themselves. But meningitis, and there are a lot of vaccines out now, especially college-age kids get vaccinated against some of the bacterial meningitis, and it can be life-saving.
Yeah, but it's nothing to trifle with. When you have those, then it's sort of as, I think you
if you have
explained,
a bad,
it presents
have,
like the flu.
Well, if you have a bad headache and a stiff neck and a fever, you need to get checked out.
This stuff progresses very quickly. Sometimes it's fatal, and it can kill you in a day. That's what is surprising about it. We don't hear much. You know, the other thing we don't hear much about, a lot about the measles, but malaria, which is an international problem, not necessarily here, but I noticed, and we were talking about it on the regular Monday through Friday program, the testing of this new malaria vaccine. There has never been one before. And I wonder about that. What are your thoughts about, you know, we talk a lot about vaccines and who gets vaccines and what vaccines there ought to be. So what do we need to know about this new, the malaria focus? We don't have a problem with this in our country.
We're lucky. It's a disease that's caused by a parasite. It's passed by an infection of mosquito. And when you get this, you get very sick, high fever, shaking, chills. And it's estimated that 210 million people are infected with malaria, and about 440,000 die each year. Most people from Africa, young children in Africa, are the people who die with this disease. That's where it's especially a very big problem. And we do not really see this in America, but it would be wonderful if we had an effective vaccine. There's been a lot of effort, and hopefully this one will work.
Yeah, well, that's the idea, I guess, that one of those vaccines that will be, it's like the polio vaccine. Pretty much everybody in the areas where you would be exposed ought to have this, but that'll be a huge task. Something like the Gates Foundation will have to take on that job of getting people vaccinated in those areas, don't you think?
Well,
a big organization like that.
Yes, people around the world are trying to develop a safe and effective vaccine, and hopefully they've made it, and it will take a worldwide effort. This is a huge, huge issue.
How do you develop a vaccine like that? Is it the same as everything else? You have dead stuff, and you put it into the context of the vaccine.
How do you do it? It's painstaking work, and a little bit of luck, and incredibly painstaking work. You're looking for unique factors on the bug that causes the issue, and you want to try to rev up the immune system to try to attack a unique part of the bug. And sometimes it's easy. We have a lot of pneumonia vaccines. We have tons of vaccines, polio, just tons of them. But sometimes it's very hard to get this action together. And why some are easy to make vaccines and some aren't, you know, that's been a puzzle, a challenge to scientists forever.
Yeah, that brings me back around to thinking about measles and vaccines for measles and mumps and rubella. That sort of thing has been discussed. A lot of parents are not having their children vaccinated for MMR. The measles outbreak, according to the info that I saw this week, the largest since the disease was declared eliminated 19 years ago. There are, 626 measles cases in this year?
Correct.
In our country?
A little over.
And that's just in the last week or so, 55 more cases. 22 states have confirmed cases. Five of the states they're worried about it going, into epidemic proportions. New York, Washington, New Jersey, California, Michigan. So what is measles actually, though? What does it do to your respiratory system? What are the signs of it?
Well, it's a childhood virus. We can go through some of the symptoms of it: fever, dry cough, runny nose, sore throat, inflamed eyes. It has a tiny white spots with bluish white centers on a red background. It also has a skin rash made of these large flat blotches that often flow into one another. And it's very, very contagious. It's one of the most contagious diseases we know. And the big risk factor is just being unvaccinated. And the problem is you get some serious complications, ear infections, bronchitis, pneumonia, encephalitis, cause pregnancy problems. And this is why the only way these vaccines work, it's like the herd effect. You've got to get enough people vaccinated or it puts everybody in jeopardy.
Well, people are worried because the vaccines, many of them have been either unnecessary or poorly crafted, and that's why these people have gotten such good traction, the people of the anti-vaxxers. The new acting commissioner of the FDA is a guy named Ned Sharpless, whose first speech communicated a focus on the effectiveness of vaccines, like the need for measles. Everybody needs to be vaccinated. So that's a little bit counter from what the Trump administration has done to this point, and it speaks to the seriousness of the problem, I think, anyway. If somebody comes into your office and says, I need a measles shot, do you give it to them? Do you have it?
This isn't something the cardiologist would give, but...
somebody wandering in.
I don't think they would be pretty confused if they came to the cardiologist's office asking for that vaccine. But people get confused. The medical maze gets confusing, and we would we'd refer them to
somebody.
If it was a child, either a pediatrician or their internist.
Yeah. All right, there it is, the latest on that sort of vaccine. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken is here. Here's a suggestion on how to lose weight the scientific way. Ken loves science and studies and the efficacy, the experiences that people have, and they put down their experiences. So if you are interested in the science of weight loss, you'll be interested to go to the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com, and see the science behind what's been tested, the ingredients for healthy weight loss. A lot more information is there at toploss.com. Calitrin is the healthy weight loss program that I certainly recommend. It's worked for me and lots of people that I know. Now, I'm not somebody who's really heavy. I'm certainly not obese. But in the wintertime, I put on a few extra pounds, and I need to work them off and keep them off. And that's what Calitrin does. So if you're interested in weight loss, you got to use the DJV code, however, when you go to toploss.com. So lose the weight the healthy way. Calitrin's the name to remember. You get it at toploss.com, the site to remember, and use the code to remember DJV to get 6 bottles for the price of 3.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Bigger is better, especially when it comes to television. And that's the case with Samsung's new TVs, ranging in size from 65 inches all the way up to 98 inches, and in 8K resolution. What is 8K? We asked Scott Cohen from Samsung.
All of the flat screen TVs we watch right now are made up of little dots on the screen called pixels, and when all the dots work together, it creates the picture. So increasing the number of dots should increase both picture quality, picture clarity, and the overall experience. So what Samsung did is, in our 4K lineup, we have about 8 million dots or 8 million pixels. In our 8K lineup, 33 million pixels, so 4 times the resolution. So what the customers are going to be able to do is sit much closer, which is going to give you more detail and a more lifelike image.
Check them out at Samsung.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you to check out our podcasts every week. New ones from Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus, a very well-known cardiologist around the country. Jack Stockwell, prestigious Nooka chiropractor. Both of them are on this program. They both have their podcast synthesized every week, so you get the best of the information in the most concise way. Check it all out. Look at the archives and find things that are of interest to you at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Here's something that's being studied that is medically rather, I'm calling your attention to this because a lot of people in their family have teenagers and young adults that have what they call ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They get a lot of information. Some of them are being prescribed amphetamines like Adderall for treatment. But those people have a higher risk of developing some kind of psychosis taking Adderall, according to some research that's out now that followed 220,000 teenagers and young adults from the age of 13 to 25, had prescribed, they had ADHD, they were prescribed a stimulant for the first time in the last 10 years or so. Half received Adderall and half received Ritalin. A total of 343 of the teenagers and young adults who were followed, one out of every 660 young people, in other words, developed an episode of psychosis in the first few months after starting one of these stimulants. The risk for this is rare, but serious side effects were twice as high for those taking amphetamine. So Adderall is more dangerous than Ritalin. It's a word to the wise. Stay away, basically, from Adderall. So seems to be the bottom line here. This is the Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Dr. Doug Steffen on. So we were talking earlier about the problem of all of these pills, all of the opioids, and we mentioned doctors, but we didn't mention the companies themselves. There is a lot of focus on the Sacklers, who's the family that controls Purdue Pharma, Ken, and they make OxyContin. Doctors who have been enlisted by them to run pill mills, that's how they're described, by the researchers here, also a number of rogue pharmacists, but these are not, there are 30 some odd that have been named, but under the circumstances, Cardinal Health, McKesson, Amerisource, Bergen, among the 15 largest companies by revenue, and they are distributing 90% of our drug and medical supplies, and in this comes, it begets the problem with the middlemen who are pushing these pills, pushing the OxyContin and the other stuff. So,
Well, it seems like the courts have decided that these were just way too aggressively marketed as powerful painkillers, and I think there's some truth to this, and now these companies are paying huge fines. And, you know, the research initially was just not as accurate as it should have been.
Yeah. Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
After the hour, time now for a continuation, our constant flow of information about your medical health and well-being, part of the service of this program, and we bring to you to help service the needs that you have for medical information, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a practicing cardiologist down at Mount Dora's fabulous Lake Cardiology in Florida, just outside of Orlando. So let's get to a couple of these items as we continue our focus on you dissecting the info that comes from the medical journals. A couple of food-based items, including what happens if you skip breakfast. You're the cardiologist, so what's the connection there?
Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. What a great way to change your lifestyle and stay on planet Earth longer, Doug. The news this week is that skipping breakfast can increase the risk of dying from heart disease. The risk of death from cardiovascular disease spikes by a whopping 87% for people who say they never eat the morning meal. Skipping breakfast has a link to changes in appetite, higher blood pressure, dangerous changes in cholesterol levels, and lower satisfaction after eating. There are clear benefits of eating breakfast and promoting cardiovascular health, Doug.
So from the point of view of those people who don't, this is just another nail in your coffin if you're eating the wrong foods to begin with and then you don't have a good breakfast. I would think it would be actually more or equally as difficult for most of the other things in your body, heart, lungs, all your everything. I can see what
87% is a huge spike. This is amazing. It's more than most would predict, but it is what it is.
All right. So in relationship to that, your favorite diet, the Mediterranean diet, is another food-based story this week. What's the this is an upside, I'm going
to
guess.
Yes, trying to lose weight. Listen up to the news this week out in the medical journal Obesity that eating a diet largely based in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, Doug, may keep people from eating unhealthy amounts of other types of food. Primates that consumed a Mediterranean diet in the study ate less of any other available food and lost weight. It's published this week in Obesity Medical Journal. And by comparison, the animals on a Western diet, they ate far more than they needed and gained weight.
Mm-hmm. So there's a food preservative that's the subject of yet another one of the journals focusing on how people or what makes people fat. And they zero in on this common food preservative. What do you think of that?
Science Translational Medicine this week. Eating a preservative widely used in breads, baked goods, and cheese, Doug, may trigger metabolic responses that are linked to obesity and diabetes. This additive, it's called propionate, is actually a naturally occurring fatty acid produced in the gut. When it's used as an additive in processed foods, it helps prevent mold. However, consuming propionate can cause weight gain, resistance to insulin, and a rise in blood sugar and a subsequent surge in insulin. This resembles obesity, type 2 diabetes, and all the associated havoc.
Hmm. So then, on top of all that, there's a study in the Journal of Nutrition that I just saw suggesting vegans are the healthiest in our country. They may outlive us all. At least this study suggests that. You buying that?
Well, I think that diet and the Mediterranean diet, you know, we could arm wrestle about it, and cardiologists love to debate it, but I think both are outstanding, and you have to find out what works well for you. The Mediterranean works well for me, the vegan doesn't, but for many people, the vegan does, and I think that's great. You have to individualize this for each of us and find right. which works well for you, and then go on it.
All right. Interesting food news in the medical news this week. Here's some news for those of you who lack the energy to tackle your everyday work and home assignments. You're not in shape. You're struggling to try to get yourself going every single day. If that's your description, here's something that will be, I think, on the top of your shopping list. And maybe think about this for a little bit, what I have to say about this product, Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You will feel better because of the ingredients. So this is for mostly men who are working out in the gym and not performing well at work, not doing well with your love life. Testosterone plays an important part, and that's one of the main ingredients in Nugenix. Nugenix maximizes your energy, increases lean muscle mass, and boosts your libido. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, this sounds good. You want a free bottle? Let's try it out. Free. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's how you get a free bottle of Nugenix. That's right. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's simple. FORCE to 321-321.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.